every November, I do something called National Novel Writing Month. Anybody else do it? Oh, all right. It's a kind of an online fiction fest where thousands of people undertake to write a 50,000-word novel in a month. And last year, last November, I decided to set mine in Baltimore, which proved to be a bit of a challenge, as I'll explain. One of the great things about writing fiction is that you can, in your imagination, you can go anywhere, literally anywhere, and you can make all sorts of things happen that you wouldn't normally make happen, that you wouldn't normally get involved in. And what I discovered fairly rapidly was that what I like to make happen is mayhem in all these places. Now, I need to make it clear at this point that this is fictional mayhem, right? This is metaphoric mayhem. I don't want anybody getting on their cell phone and calling, Scotland Yard and saying, have you got any unsolved mayhem over there? Because we've got the guy here in Baltimore. Let me give you an example. The first novel I wrote was set in the tiny Yorkshire village, quaint Yorkshire village where I lived for a long time. And one of the things about England that you might not know is that we still have the feudal system, the lord of the manor and the peasants. And if you knew anything about English accents, you'd know that I'm from the peasant stock. Now, in this village where I lived, Lord Halifax lived in the big house on the hill. Everybody called it the big house. He lived up there and he owned most of the land in the village. So, because I'm from peasant stock, you can imagine how I felt about the big house. But there's nothing I can do about it. Fate of peasants throughout the millennia, really, isn't it? But then I came to write this novel set in the village. So all the locations are real in the village, not the people, but the locations are real. And what I realized was that I could do what I liked with the big house. So I burnt it down. It was a really impressive blaze, honest. There were flames 60 foot high. There were two fire engines and an ambulance, and the whole village turned out to watch it in the novel. And then I got a taste. That's where I got my taste for mayhem. So the next novel that I wrote was set in York, not New York or Pennsylvania. The original York back in England. And York in England is one of those, everywhere's old in England, but York's one of those places where if you start to dig, you dig through the medieval, and then you dig through the Vikings, and then you get to the Roman. In fact, if you want to build anything in York, you have to have an archaeologist standing by to make sure that you don't hit anything, and then everything stops. And right in the middle of York, there's this 600-year-old cathedral. Well, we call it the Minster. So when I wrote a novel set in York, wow, this is a prime target for some serious mayhem. Not that I've got anything against the Minster, I hasten to add. I mean, this is hundreds of years of labor by my people, the peasants. But it was kind of just there, So I took it out with an 18-wheeler refrigerated delivery truck. And it was kind of... So I was driving this truck through the streets of York one night. Well, not me, but my character, Laramie Dave. It's just that when you're writing, you kind of, you think it's you, So I was late at night. I was taking off medieval overhangs and the fountain where Dick Turpin watered his horse, all that stuff. Two kids popped up in front. Oh, my goodness. Oh, no, they're too small to get hit by the truck, so they popped out the other side. All that stuff's going on. And then, in front of me, up popped the Minster. So I went in, I took out the front doors, and I parked the 18-wheeler refrigerated delivery truck in the medieval nave. And the whole thing collapsed around my ears. Serious mayhem. And then I came to Baltimore. Now, I'm not from Baltimore. And to outsiders, Baltimore can seem a bit fragmented, I remember the first time I came to Baltimore and I was walking, I walked from Fells Point to the Inner Harbor with Elizabeth. Elizabeth's the reason I'm in the United States in the first place. That's a different story. And I remember I kept saying, where is it? Where's the center? Because where I come from, every city has a center. And that's where you go for for all the shops, no matter what you want to buy, whether it's a frying pan or an HDTV, you go to the center. That's where you go for your art and your culture and your historic buildings and your buskers and your entertainment, all of that. You go to the center. It's called the city center. It's even signposted, city center. You can't miss it. So, you know, if anybody says, I'm going to Birmingham or I've been to Manchester, you know pretty much where they're going and where they've been. But it's not like that in Baltimore, is it? You know, Charm City really ought to be called Car City. You know, if you want a frying pan, you get in the car and you drive to the mall. If you want some entertainment, you get in your car and you drive to the mall. If you want some history, you get in your car and you drive down to Fort McHenry, maybe. And that's, I understand there's something happened some years ago down there that was important. Or if you want a really good children's playground, you get in your car and you drive to New York City. But you see, when I came to set my novel here, my character, Danny, she's a 15-year-old runaway without a car, so that's no good to her, really. And so this was a problem. So when I set her down in the Inner Harbour, and just let her do her thing. I took her around the boat, that big old boat first, and then I kind of let her do her thing. I let her loose just to try and get her act together, you know. And I discovered that she could find everything. But the mayhem wasn't happening. I couldn't make any mayhem happening. And then I was driving my daughter, Sierra, home from Micah one day, and she told me this story about a live tiger that somebody keeps as a pet on Moravia Road. And I thought, wow. Potential for mayhem. So I arranged to let the tiger loose on the streets of Baltimore. Now, it's pretty lame when you compare it with the others, but it's all I could do. And what I realized was that maybe I have to be really fond of a place. Maybe I need to feel like I belong to a place before I can really take it out. And I kind of don't feel like that about Baltimore yet. I'm sorry. Maybe, I don't know, maybe by next year I'll feel like that. Maybe I'll set the next one in Baltimore and I don't know what I'll take out. I've got my eye on some things. I've got my eye on that big pile of scrap metal that's outside the train station. You know what I mean? So I'm open to offers.